Today we celebrate the Feast of the Holy Family. I want to talk about something that might be a little bit difficult or challenging for us, maybe make us a little uncomfortable. But before I start, I just want to say it. The goal is to help us understand that God meets us where we are, and then He tries to draw us to where we need to be or to where we can receive what's best for us. What is family? And what makes a family holy? We live in a time when there are many meanings of what family is, or perhaps more appropriately, there's many realities of what family is. And it's very different from what it has been historically or what it is according to God's plan. If we look at what is being called family today, we get quite a variety of arrangements out there. The church is not unaware of this. Christ is certainly aware of where we are, how we are, how needy we are in terms of the need for family, and for a place where we belong, and where we fit in, and where we are loved. Christ knows that, the Lord knows that, we have that desire. Why do people pick these different arrangements, things that the church would say aren't necessarily family? Well, oftentimes, people don't pick these arrangements, they just end up in them. It seems, to some degree, it just happens because of circumstances. So there's that set of people. Then there's other people who do choose these other types of arrangements. We might say, why do they choose that? Well, naturally, I think it's because we all seek to be loved, and these are the places where they have felt loved. Even if it's not the best family in terms of what the church would wish for them, it's what they have found. It's where they have found some level of acceptance. Now let's be clear, many modern concepts of family are at odds with the teachings that Jesus gave to the church. But life is messy, right? You know it's messy. Things happen unexpectedly, whether by circumstance or poor choice or ignorance of the truth. There are tons of reasons why people find themselves in a family situation that is foreign to God's plan for family. When confronted with the reality that this is where many people find themselves, we might be tempted to say, can't we just change things a little bit? Can't we just accept people for who they are and where they are? The answer is yes and no. Christ certainly meets each person where they are at. He does this in the Gospels over and over again. He meets us too where we are at. So we too as Catholics are called to meet people where they are. Jesus reaches out to those who are broken, who live a life of sin. Think of a few examples. Zacchaeus, Matthew the tax collector, Mary Magdalene, the Samaritan woman at the well, the woman caught in adultery. These are just a few examples. All these cases, Jesus reaches out to those who are in need. So yes, we must meet people where they are at. But the teachings of the church and the reality of what God's plan for us is doesn't change. If we decide to change the teachings for those who are outside of them, then we really aren't helping them. We must, and we do, tolerate those who have different vision of family, different belief in what family is or ought to be. We must tolerate those who are in a family situation outside of the church's teaching. The very meaning of tolerance is that we disagree with these other visions or beliefs, and we cannot stop preaching and proclaiming the truth of what the Lord has given us. Jesus is merciful to sinners. But to receive mercy, we must be open to mercy. If people are not recognizing their error, or they have chosen the wrong path, then Jesus doesn't say it's okay to keep sinning. In his encounters in the Gospels with sinners, he forgives sin when they are repentant. And he says things like, your faith has saved you. Go and sin no more. Your sins, which are many, are forgiven. So, no, we can accept sin and be okay with the family arrangement that is outside of God's plan. We can tolerate such situations and reach out and try to help, but we cannot accept them and pretend that they're okay. The Synod on the Family reaffirmed the teachings of Christ the teachings that he established in his church. And the church is in the business of handing on what Christ gave us. We do not have the authority to change the teachings that he gave us. We must continue to proclaim the sacredness of marriage as a sacrament between one man and one woman. The indissolubility of marriage, that a marriage is a lifelong commitment. That for a sacramental marriage to occur, the spouses must be married in the church, must enter marriage with complete freedom, with openness to life, with the intention of being faithful, and giving themselves to each other totally, holding back nothing. These pillars are what makes family possible in God's plan, and these cannot change. They will not change in the eyes of the church. However, we all know, when we know someone, and we all know someone who is in a different place, who doesn't exactly fit into the Catholic model of family, just because we believe and follow the teachings of the church doesn't mean we cast them out, or we shame them, or we deny their humanity. That's not what Jesus did, and it's not what we're called to do. He had compassion. We too must have compassion. However, we should also remember that Jesus was not confronted, when he confronted a life that was headed in the wrong direction, he always invited that person to change course. Go and sin no more. Jesus doesn't accept sin. He doesn't change what is true to fit the pattern of sin. He doesn't approve of or compromise with sin. Jesus had compassion on those who were living a life of sin or apart from what his plan was. Jesus spoke harshly and admonished those who lived a life of sin but refused to see their sin. He says, "If you were blind, you would have no sin. But since you say, 'We see,' your sin remains." This he spoke to the Pharisees. Jesus reached out to those who didn't know what to do, or who out of weakness or temptation lived lives apart from his plan for them. We must seek to follow the Lord's example in our lives. To those who are in sin but want help getting back and being right with God and his church, we must have compassion and give what help we can. To those who refuse to accept the Lord's vision of family, we must be patient. Or when called, we must admonish their errors and uphold the truth. To those who are unaware of God's plan for family, we must strive to enlighten them and to lead them to the truth. On this Feast of the Holy Family, I invite you to once again to look at the readings from Sirach and Colossians. Ask yourself, what is God telling us about family in these readings and why? If you understand God's purpose for family and his vision for it, I think we would all desire it. And further, you will want to share with those around you who seem stuck in some other family arrangement, which is less than what God has planned for them. What makes a holy family is a full-fledged living of God's plan. And there are many who are far from God's plan. And in both groups, we need the Lord's help. Those who follow God and those who are stuck in a different place. We all need God's help. So today at this Mass, let's pray for families. Let's pray for strong, healthy families. Let's pray for families that are broken and dysfunctional. Let's pray for those people who are living in situations that are leading them away from the Lord. Let's pray for them. Let's pray that they may come to find help and mercy in God's holy family, the Church, and that they may receive the help and mercy they seek. God bless you.